Today's conference is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Please go ahead. Your lines are open.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the GIG call on the 22nd of November. On the call today, we have Afik Damac, Edmond Cheung, and Avery Doyer. From staff, we have Bart Buswinkle and myself, Natalie Pellegrin. We have apologies from Dennis Jennings, Fahd Battaneh, Jian Zhang, and Samad Hussein. I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for joining the GIG call. As I mentioned earlier, I'm in transit right now due to some delays on my flight. I sent around a brief agenda for today. And I guess we'll go through that, and we'll probably be able to wrap up in a shorter time frame than allocated. But in any case, I note that Dennis didn't join, wasn't able to join, but I guess I can give a brief update on the work at the at the VIP team. I'm sort of observing the discussion at the integration of the six study teams. That has been ongoing since the car, and I think there's good progress there, but I guess I was hoping that we could hear from Dennis whether the target, I guess target is still to publish an integrated report for public comments by the 15th of December. I think that's still the target. I guess I'll leave it to Dennis if possible to update on how the team feels that is coming together. Unless anyone from staff and on this call is has any information there.
I don't. This is Bart. I don't. But Edmund, I suggest I'll send Dennis a note asking whether they're still on target of the 15th of December.
Yeah, that's thanks. That would be useful. And I think the individual study teams are also revisiting some of the looking at the comments that have been received, and we'll provide sort of responses to be incorporated into the final integrated report. So that's I think the extent of which I see that there's activities in I think all of the study teams now to review the comments and to finalize the report. I think Rafik and Avery, you're both on some of the lists, so I wonder if you guys wanted to add anything to that.
I don't.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I don't. Okay. I actually, since not getting on the integrate, I actually haven't checked the list much recently. I can go back and check it and see, but I haven't been following.
Okay. But I guess that's I guess the teams are working as hard as they can to meet the set target. So that's the update. As Bart mentioned, thank you for connecting with Dennis, and seeing if he could send a quick update to this. Okay, so the second item, if I remember correctly, is just the letter that was drafted in response to the board resolution on single character ID and TLDs. Since I think last meeting, there have been a couple of drafts finalized. Thank you for all those who provided comments to it. I did specifically seek the official members of this group, their response, and the on the letter, and so it is now being circulated at the two councils, and will be, I guess, tabled for consideration in their next meeting, which is, I guess, two or three weeks from now. That's the timeline that we're working with, and the intent is for if both of the councils approve it, the chairs of the council will send it over to the board. I've made a number, based on the comments and feedback, I've made a number of edits to it. One of the edits responding to, I guess, Bart's question on whether the board did intend to tie the two programs from the IDN CCTLD and the IDN GTLDs together. I guess I relooked at it, and you know, it's possible that it was just, it is more of a editorial clarity issue. So instead of asking the board to rectify the to perhaps clarify whether that was the intent or whether the "and" in that sentence actually means both need to be ready before it's implemented. So I guess that's one of the main edits. And then some of Avery's point, I did realize that it was a little bit convoluted the first time round. I added an example which I think might eliminate the issue a little bit better. So
Edmund, this is Bart. The CCNSO, I don't know the agenda for the GNSO Council, but I know the CCNSO Council has its meeting on the 20th of December. I just checked.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know. And it will be tabled on that meeting.
Thank you, Bart. So, unless there are any further comments on both the letter, the motion, or the process, I wonder...
Can I ask a question? This is Aubrey. You said you changed the first point. I guess, is that in a version that's later than the one you sent us yesterday?
Yeah, I just added the word... well, actually, it was in the version earlier as well.
Clarify. Right. No, I was thinking on the first issue of the did they link or did they not link, and I tend to think they didn't. You still say "and should be rectified," or did you change that "and should be clarified"?
Huh. I must have attached the wrong version.
Okay,
right,
because the one I'm looking at says
rectify or and or clarify.
Okay, then I'm looking at an older version. No problem. Thanks.
So that was the part where I updated it.
Great, thanks.
I believe that the version that is sent to the council. If not, I'll double check and make sure.
Edmund, can you make sure that you send the latest version you have? Say even if you put on the date of today, that everybody is aware we're talking from the same version. Just for avoidance.
That's probably a good idea. I'll certainly do that. I'll make sure everything is in order and revise the date so that it's it reflects today.
Yeah. Otherwise, say you
don't. And send it back.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess with that, we'll move to the third item, which is the interim report for universal acceptance of IDN TLDs.
Did we lose him?
Hello?
This train will stop at...
Hello? Can I go on?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Have a pleasant journey.
Hello? Okay. As you can hear, I'm in the train, so...
Yeah. I can hear you. This is operating.
So basically, all right. So in terms of that item, I think we have been raising the issue in the last quite a number of meetings, and also further soliciting, you know, input on and really stock taking of the issues that should be considered in Dakar. As mentioned in the meeting after Dakar, I think we can we should finalize it and make it into sort of the questions that we have identified and put it out for public comment in the interim report. So I sent around a new version today, basically changing the adding some write up to the point form that was in there previously. And I guess we'll circulate this sort of for last call within the working group and look to have it published for public comments. So that's the idea at this point. I wonder if anyone wants to add to it or see any issues in the report that you want to raise and talk about.
Edmund, this is Bart.
Go ahead.
And there are some say more procedural issues. I will send out a version with my comments to you and Jan, or I can send it to the whole Jake. And say once you finalize it, I'll ensure that it will get published on the public comment page, yes, and open the public forum.
Okay. Either way is fine. I guess process-wise, that's the intent. We'll circulate it for less and put it out for... the comments. Basic content of the... provide some background and explanation of the...
You're fading, Edmund.
So two of the more, I guess, quote-unquote, policy items is whether there are any policy items, and, of course, the budget item, whether it is, it's in a way, it's a policy, but I guess it's a question of whether the community would like to ask ICANN to allocate aside a budget for... promoting universal acceptance of IDNTLD. So that's the document. I think, you know, I hope those on the call and also those in the group would take a look at it and provide comments and thoughts to it. It's not a very long document at this point. Most of them are questions to go out to the community. Besides the historical background information in the first section. Avery, Fatik, any thoughts or feedback on the document itself or on the process, or have you had the chance to take a look at it yet?
This is Avery. I haven't looked at it yet. Try to do it this week.
Okay. So I guess in terms of process, that's the idea. We'll put it out for final call. And Avery, if you have some time, it will be great if you could provide some comments and edit to it. Right now, it's somewhat crude because it's intended to be in some report to seek further input to the issues. So, I guess with that and with hopefully not too annoying, noisy background from being in a trench.
Lost you again.
Yeah.
I think we're almost done.
Yeah.
He's taking tunnels.
Hello, this is Natalie. Edmund's line has just disconnected.
Okay. I guess we're done.
I think we are, Avery.
So, nice talking to y'all.
Okay, bye, Avery.
Bye.
All right, Louise, could you stop the recordings, please? Thank you.
Bye, Rafi.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Natalie.